And if confirmed by the Creator, the lover escapes from the claws of the eagle of love, he will enter the valley of knowledge, and come out of doubt into certitude, and turn from the darkness of illusion to the guiding light of the fear of God. His inner eyes will open, and he will privily converse with his beloved. He will set ajar the gate of truth and piety, and shut the doors of vain imaginings. Page 12. He in this station is content with the decree of God, and seeth war as peace, and findeth in death the secrets of everlasting life. With inward and outward eyes, he witnesseth the mysteries of resurrection in the realms of creation and the souls of men, and with a pure heart apprehendeth the divine wisdom in the endless manifestations of God. In the ocean he findeth a drop, in a drop he beholdeth the secrets of the sea. Split the atom's heart, and lo, within it thou wilt find a son. Quran 67, verse 3. The wayfarer in this valley seeth in the fashioning of the True One nothing save clear providence, and at every moment saith, No defect canst thou see in the creation of the God of mercy. Repeat the gaze, seest thou a single flaw? Quran 67, verse 3. He beholdeth justice in injustice, and in justice grace. In ignorance he findeth many a knowledge hidden, and in knowledge a myriad wisdoms manifest. He breaketh the cage of the body and the passions, and consorteth with the people of the immortal realm. He mounteth on the ladders of inner truth, and hasteneth to the heaven of inner significance. He rideth in the ark of, We shall show them our signs in the regions and in themselves. Quran 41, verse 53. And journeyeth over the sea of, until it become plain to them that this book is the truth. Quran 41, verse 53. And if he meeteth with injustice, he shall have patience, and he becometh upon wrath, he shall manifest love. There was once a lover who had sighed for long years in separation from his beloved, and wasted in the fire of remoteness. From the rule of love, his heart was empty of patience, and his body weary of his spirit. He reckoned life without her as a mockery, and time consumed him away. How many a day he found no rest in longing for her. How many a night the pain of her kept him from sleep. His body was worn to a sigh. His heart's wound had turned him to a cry of sorrow. He had given 1,000 lives for one taste of the cup of her presence, but it availed him not. The doctors knew no cure for him, and companions avoided his company. Yea, physicians had no medicine for one sick of love, unless the favor of the beloved one deliver him. At last the tree of his longing yielded the fruit of despair, and the fire of his hope fell to ashes. Then one night he could live no more, and he went out of his house and made for the marketplace. Of a sudden, a watchman followed after him. Page 14. He broke into a run, with the watchmen following. Then other watchmen came together, and barred every passage to the weary one. And the wretched one cried from his heart, and ran here and there, and moaned to himself, Surely this watchman is Azrael, my angel of death, following so fast upon me, or is he a tyrant of men, seeking to harm me? His feet carried him on, the one bleeding with the arrow of love, and his heart lamented. Then he came to a garden wall, and with untold pain he scaled it, for it proved very high, and forgetting his life, he threw himself down to the garden. And there he beheld his beloved with a lamp in her hand, searching for a ring she had lost. When the heart-surrendered lover looked on his ravishing love, he drew a great breath and raised up his hands in prayer, crying, O God, give thou glory to the watchman and riches and long life. For the watchman was Gabriel guiding this poor one, or he was Israfil bringing life to this wretched one. Indeed, his words were true, for he had found many a secret justice in this seeming tyranny of the watchman, and seen how many a mercy lay hid behind the veil. Out of wrath the guard had led him who was athirst in love's desert to the sea of his loved one, and lit up the dark night of absence with the light of reunion. Page 15. He had driven one who was afar into the garden of nearness, had guided an ailing soul to the heart's physician. Now if the lover could have looked ahead, he would have blessed the watchman at the start and prayed on his behalf, and he would have seen that tyranny as justice. But since the end was veiled to him, he moaned and made his plate in the beginning. Yet those who journey in the garden land of knowledge, because they see the end in the beginning, see peace in war and friendliness in anger. Such is the state of the wayfarers in this valley. But the people of the valleys above this see the end and the beginning as one. Nay, they see neither beginning nor end, and witness neither first nor last. Quran 57, verse 3. Nay, rather, the denizens of the undying city, who dwell in the green garden land, see not even neither first nor last. They fly from all that is first, and repulse all that is last. For these have passed over the worlds of names, and fled beyond the worlds of attributes as swift as lightning. Thus it is said, absolute unity excludeth all attributes, saying attributed to Ali. And they have made their dwelling place in the shadow of the essence. Page 16. There's a footnote coming up, and I'll just read it now. It's in reference to Qaji Abdullah. Sheikh Abu Ismail Abdullah Ansari of Herat, 1006 to 1088 AD, Sufi leader descended from the Prophet's companion Abu Ayyub, chiefly known for his munajat, supplications, and rubaiyat, quatrains. Ansar means the helpers or companions of Muhammad in Medina. End of footnote. The beginning of the text. Wherefore, relevant to this, Qaji Abdullah, may God the Most High sanctify his beloved spirit, hath made a subtle point and spoken an eloquent word as to the meaning of guide thou us on the straight path, Quran 1, verse 5, which is, show us the right way, that is, honor us with the love of thine essence, that we may be freed from turning toward ourselves and toward all else save thee, and may become wholly thine, and know only thee, and see only thee, and think of none save thee. Nay, these even mount above this station, wherefore it is said, love is a veil betwixt the lover and the loved one. More than this I am not permitted to tell. References to the story of Joseph. At this hour the morn of knowledge hath arisen, and the lamps of wayfaring and wandering are quenched. Footnote. This refers to the mystic wandering and search for truth guided by lights or Sufi leaders. Baha'u'llah here warns the mystics that the coming of the divine manifestation in his day makes further search unnecessary. As it was said by Ali, quench the lamp when the sun hath risen, the sun referring to the manifestation of God in the new day. End of footnote. Page 17. Veiled from this was Moses, though all strength and light, then thou who hast no wings at all, attempt not flight. Reference to the story of Joseph. If thou be a man of communion and prayer, soar up on the wings of assistance from holy souls, that thou mayest behold the mysteries of the friend, and attain to the lights of the beloved. Verily we are from God, and to him shall we return.